So we are finished today 7 weeks study about a spiritual warfare. And today, before we take a look on the sword of spirit, let's remember a little bit what we learned so far. So I have chocolates here. So I hope you'll be a good student, okay, to remember. So we have seen that in our spiritual warfare, we have to fight against three enemies. Who they are? Okay? Flesh, okay, you get the time. Flesh, your own flesh, which more? Just him. Okay? World and? The demons. Okay, good job. Oh, good job. You have the dessert for the lunch today. So, we learn, yes, we are in a spiritual warfare every day. Every day, every night. We fight against the devil and the angels, the demons, and we fight against the world, this corrupt system. We have to fight every day. When you turn on the TV and you see the system is coming, when you walk on the street, the whole system is corrupt because of the sin. And you have to fight against yourself. And I was drinking my coffee today, and I was reading just, and came in my mind one question that it's not here, but what do I think would be is our worst enemy? What do you think is your worst enemy? Is the devil, demons? Is the world? Or yourself? What do you think? Yes, it's true. And this was the same thing came. Oh, my worst enemy. It's myself. It's me. It's very hard because you have to deal every moment, every second of your life with yourself. And just came to my mind a verse, and it's not here, but it's in Jeremiah 17, verse 9. They said, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. So terrible. Who can understand it? Another verse, another version says, the heart is deceitful above all things and this is very hard English word for me, desperately corrupt. Do you understand? How you say in English well? Desperately. Thank you very much. Corrupt. Imagine, this is me. It's my heart. This is my heart. This is your heart. And this is the worst enemy. We have to fight every moment. We saw that to stand firm in this spiritual warfare, we need to wear the full armor of God. In Ephesians 10, verse 10 to 18, Paul presents the sixth piece of this arm. We saw the belt of truth. We saw the breastplate of righteousness. We saw the sandals of the gospel. We saw the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of spirit. So let's read again. It's good to remind Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His might power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand in your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of the righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So, first, the belt of truth. We saw the belt of truth is what?
The word of God and the incarnated word of Jesus.
Oh, very good. So, the belt... Chocolate. Who?
Chocolate.
Yes, of course. Very good. So, the belt of truth, the belt of truth is the word of God. And the incarnate word, that is Jesus Christ. And the first thing we have to use in our battle to stay firm is the word. Put in this belt of truth, sustain our spirituality. Protect us from the Satan's lies and protect us from our emotions. Remember, you are the worst enemy of yourself. And we need this protection. This protection is the word of God. It's Jesus itself. The second is the breastplate of righteousness. So we saw the breastplate of righteousness is... You cannot say anything. Okay. The breastplate of righteousness is what? Who said? Very good. I don't know if I good. Okay. Oh, nice. I'm a Brazilian, but I can do baseball. It's good. Oh, I did water polo, so maybe. Okay. So, by the way, the breastplate of righteousness is the justice of Jesus in us. It's not about you at back, but you can fight. I got you today. So it's you can fight against yourself because not your justice, but because the justice of Jesus Christ. He paid the price. And the breastplate of righteousness guarantees our salvation in Christ. And because Jesus, we have peace with our past. Remember that? Because Jesus, you can look back, it doesn't matter what you did in the past. Jesus forgave everything. It's wonderful. You don't need to come back to think. I know we do sometimes. We come back for our past. But it's not about us. It's about what Jesus promised. And He forgave. He gave not only peace for our past, but He brings grace to our present. The breastplate of justice, the justice of Jesus, helped me to look back to my past and say, do you know, yes, I did, I was wrong, but I was forgiven. And give me grace to walk day by day under Jesus' grace. And not only that, the breastplate of righteousness brings hope to my future. I know where I'm going. I know. Not because me. Not because I deserve. But because of Jesus. Now we have the third. The sandal of readiness of gospel. This is maybe could be the hard one. What it is?
It's to take
words
of God wherever we go.
Okay. Just a little bit. Eh? Is what? Half and a half. I don't can give you half and a half, so I give half one for you. If I do this, I do. Oh, sorry. Good job. So, my wife... Okay, no, Dan. Please, go back. No, okay. My wife was totally desperate. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay, sorry. But the idea is the ability to move our whole life with the gospel. It's the ability to move our whole life. And I give you an example. Last Friday, 2 days ago, we lost two wonderful friends, Vanilde and Patricia Lopes. They left Friday, go back to Brazil for period of time. After that, Chile. But in their hearts, even though they are suffering, they cry, but they are moving their lives with the idea, we don't know what God has for us, but one thing we know, God will show us what will be a next step. After 10 years here in Kyrgyzstan, they come back. So, you can imagine what is going on in their hearts. What will be the next step? Where will you go? They don't know yet. But they are moved with their lives, with the gospel in their hearts. God, we don't know yet, but like Abraham, go. Abraham, go. And I will show. But in the moment that they are going, God will show to them. Do you understand what I mean? But in their hearts, there is the gospel. The ability to move their lives with the readiness of the gospel. So it doesn't matter what's happening in your life, your reaction to the events that happened around you should be a reaction. Think about the gospel. Think about the kingdom of God. To put on the sandals of the readiness of the gospel is to be always ready to move with the gospel power and for gospel purpose. Everything that's happened in your life, how I can make this to the gospel, to the growth of the gospel. Fourth, the shield of faith. The shield of faith is our faith in God and the word of God. Now I got it. And we're done. I'm sorry. It's our faith in God. Our faith in God and His word is the ability to protect us in our journey. Remember, we all here, we are in our spiritual journey. And our faith in God and our faith in the word of God protect us when we are in our journey. We have the protection of God. Our faith in God and His word has the ability to protect us on our journey to heaven, deflecting the attacks and extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Fifth, we saw the helmet of salvation. That is the assurance of salvation. Very good. The assurance of salvation based on me. No, based on God's promise in Jesus Christ. It's not about you, Whitebeck. It's not about me, Marcus. It's about what God's promise in Jesus Christ. It's His word. It's not my word. And because of that, even though sometimes I feel down, and I feel, I don't know, my heart, my nature say, oh, I think I'm not forgiven. Oh, I think I'm not real a Christian. Oh, I think I'm not saved. I think because I feel so bad, even though I have this whole fight inside of my heart, it's not about me. It's about God. Yes, I know. Doesn't matter sometimes. Many times, doesn't matter who I think I am. But what matters is what God thinks that I am to Jesus Christ. And I am saved in Jesus Christ for glory of God. And even though I feel confused sometimes, and even though today for some person can say, oh, I'm okay here. Oh, I'm bad. I'm okay. I'm here. I'm go for one side, for another side of life. The truth is, through God's eyes, you are His or her child. Assurance of salvation is based on God's promise in Jesus Christ. The helmet of salvation gives us security. The helmet of salvation protects our minds against ourselves. The helmet of salvation creates and sustains hopes in us. Today we take a look on the sword of spirit, and we have the same questions: is what is the use of a sword in an armor? What does the sword of spirit have to do with this piece of armor? The sword of spirit is the only weapon of attack present in this armor of God. The belt of truth, the breastplate of justice, the helmet of salvation are a piece of protection. The sandals of gospel help the soldier to walk on the battlefield. How act? Remember. The shield protects from the enemy attacks. But the sword is of the spirit is capable to cause damage to the enemy. It's the only weapon. And first of all, I have two principles only. First one is, in our spiritual warfare, the sword of spirit can be used in defense and in attack. The Roman sword was a small sword, short sword, used in a close combat. The Roman arm was called the short swords because they used the sword to win their battles. The Roman sword was a sharp and double-edged sword. The sword of spirit we saw in the verse is the word of God. And we can use the word of God in two ways. First, we can use the word of God as a weapon of defense. We have a great example here, Jesus Christ. Jesus used the word of God against the attack of Satan. Let's take a look in this verse because it's Matthew chapter 4, 1 to 11. Because we can see Jesus as an example how he used the word of God against Satan's temptations. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." One thing that caught my attention is the devil, the demons will come when you are tired. The devil did not come in the second day. The devil did not come in the 10th day. He came on the 4th day when Jesus was hungry. So the demons, the devil, temptation will come to us when you feel stressed, when you feel tired, when you don't have energy for nothing. It's that day that they will come. But Jesus, verse 4, Jesus answered, "It is written." Look, Jesus come back to the word of God. It's written, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. So the devil said for Jesus, "If you are the Son of God," he said, throw yourself down. "For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kings of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you, he said, "if you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him and the angels came and attend him. We have here Jesus using the word of God against the devil. We also need to use the word of God against Satan temptations. But I have a good news. It's because we have the Holy Spirit inside us. We have the Holy Spirit inside us. And one thing that the Holy Spirit does is help us to remember the word of God. First thing, the Holy Spirit lives in us. Look for John chapter 14, 15 to 17. This is the words of Jesus. If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I just want to remember here, there is here one thing, it's very important to you to understand, is the difference between the action of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament from the New Testament. Remember, Jesus Christ lived in the Old Testament, only after him. And what's happening here, Jesus is talking with his disciples, said, you know, I'm here, and I need to go, but when I go, I will send another advocate like me, same nature than me, same power than me, and I'm go. I will send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, he was with you. Because at the moment, until Jesus' time, the Holy Spirit worked in the way that he was working in the Old Testament. How was? He was with the people, but never inside of everyone. So what's happened? Remember, Samson. We have many Old Testament verses that say the Holy Spirit came and give strength to Samson, and he does the ministry. So this is how it works with David. Why David asks, don't let the Holy Spirit get out of me, in another Brazilian version. Okay? This is the idea. But now what Jesus is saying here is, when I go, I will send the Holy Spirit. And for he lives with you, and he will be in you. So inside of us, we have the Holy Spirit all the time. He never get out. Okay? He never get out. He's all the time with you. John 14, 25, 26. Remember us that the Holy Spirit will remember us. All days I have spoke while still with you. But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. It's part of the Holy Spirit ministry to make you to remember the Word of God. Look at this verse in Matthew chapter 10, verse 19-20. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At the time, you will be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father is speaking through you. This is the meaning of the Holy Spirit. We can use the word of spirit as a weapon of attack too. It's not only defense. So we attack false teachings and false masters. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17 says, all scripture is good, is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be truly equipped from every good work. In another word, if you see something that is wrong, we can attack with the word of God. We say, do you know, we can attack the world when they come with corrupted ideas, through TV, through any kind of media, you can say this is not right. It's wrong because the word of God. You can say, you can attack yourself when come the ideas to do something that is wrong. With the word of God, you can attack it. This is not right because the word of God say no. You can say for yourself. Nothing and nobody have more authority than the word of God. If I say something here that is against the word of God, you can talk to me after service, say, do you know, Marx, this is not in the Bible. If I say things here that is against the word, because why? Because I don't have authority more than that. Nobody here. Nobody in this world. And we need respect the word of God. We attack false teachings. We attack false masters. But we can attack our sinful nature with the word of God. Look for Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to divide soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. My heart, my corrupt heart, when I look for the word of God, the word of God can show me what is right and what is wrong. The word of God. Second principle I want to share with you is our efficiency in use the sword of the Spirit is proportional to our discipline to memorize the scripture. When I was writing this, I said, you know, this is very logical. How the Holy Spirit will make you to remember things that you never read. Everything is possible, but yeah. How he can, do you remember last week I gave my testimony, my experience with that girl, do you remember? And I told when I was there, the word of God, the verse came in Portuguese, not in English, came in my mind. But if I not memorize this verse, if I was not reading the Bible and memorize this verse, how the word of God can, or the Holy Spirit come to me, makes me to remember this verse and gave me strength to say no to the sin. How? So we need to come back to memorize the whole book. And our kids, Isaf and Elizabeth, I try many times, but you know, it's good that the school helps him, but them, but it's hard for us. And yesterday when I was writing, I said, you know, Andrea, we need to start again because I know many in Portuguese. And said, you know, I need to memorize in English. And said, Andrea, let's memorize in English. Every week, one verse, we need to do this. Because you can memorize in your own language and helps the Holy Spirit to bring to you that moment that you more need. We need. So our efficiency in use this sword of the Spirit is proportional to our discipline to memorize the scriptures. The memorization of the Bible help us against our three enemies. Against the devil, remember, Matthew 16, 18 says, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Sometimes the idea, when people read this, could be something like, imagine if this is the door of our church. And we as a church, we are here, hold the gates, not let the devil come to the church.
protect us. We are strong. Protect us. But this verse is totally different. It's the gate of Hades. And the church is going there and destroy this gate and go there and bring people from the darkness to the light. We take for us for God's glory.
So we are in this fight against the devil. We need the word of God. Because it's through the word of God, to the Jesus testimony, the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can go there. Not because of me. Not because of you. But because the power of Jesus, we can go there. And the gates of the Hades cannot stand against the church. We can go there. Against the world. Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform with the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. How can we renew our mind if it's not through the word of God? Renew means you need take out what is old, but you cannot leave it empty. You need to put something new. And this something is the word of God. It's the only way we can conform not with the patterns of this world, but with the patterns of God, of His kingdom. Against our sinful nature, look at the Psalm 119, verse 9 and 11. Say, how can a young man keep his way pure? How? By guarding it according to your word. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. This is the idea. The memorization of the Bible helps us against our three enemies. Against the devil, against the world, and against ourselves. But we need to memorize. We need. So I have a challenge for you. You don't need to memorize the whole Psalm 119 this week. It's not what I talk about. But you need. It's good. Choose one verse a week in your own language and memorize. If you are a woman, it's very good put in front of the mirror. Maybe the place you take too much time there. If you are a man from Brazil, I say put in front of TV when you have a football. You say the verse. No, I'm kidding. But the idea is, copy the Bible and put in different places. Beside the white throne. Do you know the white throne in your bathroom? Beside the white throne, put the verse there. So when you sit and meditate, you look for the verse and repeat. Repeat. This is my verse for the week. And every week, you renew. I promise. No, I'm not promise. I'm not. But God promised to you. If you keep this in your life, this discipline, this will change your life. And I'm on that now. I said I need to memorize more and more. So just to remember, first we are in a war against supernatural evil powers. God has made provision for us to stand. We need the belt of truth, that is the word of God, and the incarnate word, Jesus Christ. We need that. We need the breastplate of righteousness, that is the justice of Jesus Christ in us. We need put on the sandals of the readiness of the gospel, that is the ability to move our lives with the gospel all the time. We need the shield of faith, that is our faith in God and His word. We need the helmet of salvation. That is the assurance of our salvation based not on us, on God's promise in Jesus Christ. And we need the sword of the Spirit. That is the word of God. It's the word of God. The sword of the Spirit can be used in defense as in the attack. We can do both. But our efficiency in using the sword of Spirit is proportional to our discipline to memorize the Scripture. We need work serious on that. It's not joking. We need, because to move forward, we need to memorize the Scripture. We need to have the Bible, the Holy Book inside our hearts. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you very much for the opportunity you gave to us to share, to worship you in this morning. And we pray that give to us this discipline. I pray for myself now and say, God, help me to give a discipline to memorize your word every week and help us, our brains, to memorize. Help us to have discipline to do this. We pray. And we pray for this church. We pray for your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.